4HKX Mobile. Now, there, did you get on the wrong bus or something?
How are you this morning, Dave?
Fine and dandy. Got my cord twisted up on my microphone here. Oh, man, what a mess.
Now, with FT8 again?
I'm on 40 meters. I was with some Japanese stations and Ecuador, Indonesia, and so anyway, I had a couple of those. I haven't made it to Japan this morning. I guess I need to get that amp.
What I understand, the sunspots and all that are coming back around, so it'll be pretty easy to make that contact here before too much longer.
Today, I was either on 20 or 40, and they were just coming in like gangbusters. I mean, just boom, boom, boom. I think I made about 5 contacts back to back. And every one of them was from Japan. And I'm not complaining. It's just a challenge. And the other challenge is when you get on these bands that are like 40s, pretty good right now for FT8, and it's finding a spot to transmit. You find your spot, and then you look over, and somebody's transmitting in the same place, and you're like, hey, dude, I had that place.
For real, right?
He owns the frequency, so, that's how it goes. It's amazing because I have squeezed in between 2 signals, and they usually take up about, how do we do this, 25, 56, so like a fourth of the, like from 900 to 1,000, you can get somebody on 900, you can get somebody on 925, 950, 975, and I squeezed in between them and made contacts. So, they may have been spread out a little bit more than that, but it wasn't much. It was just a tiny little space that was black, and the rest of it, if you got color, then somebody's there.
With FT8, you can squeeze in because the signal width is so small that it don't take a whole lot.
I'm looking at some. They're bright red, and they're taking up like almost the whole entire, like from 500 to 600. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And they're just splattered all over the place. But anyway, I don't know if you heard what happened yesterday. I can't remember the guy's call, but this guy came on. I was headed out. I had a 4:30 tennis match, and I was headed out to the courts, and he threw out his call, so I went back to him, and he was calling on the receive frequency on 6-1, so he didn't have his shift on, but I was close enough to where I was hearing him simplex loud and clear, so I thought he was on the repeater. And then all of a sudden Steve jumped in there and kind of was on top of it, and I thought, that's not like Steve. but it just didn't occur to me what was going on. And then one of the other guys called it and said, asked him, he said, are you a transmitting on 6-1? And he, yeah, have you got your shift on? And he said, and he came back and said, no, I'm not. I am transmitting on 6-1. So he was just, he was just close by, and it was really funny because some of the guys thought I was talking to myself.
Part of that, I kind of figured that's what was going on, though, when I heard you answering somebody back and them not on the repeater, somebody not got their shift on and went on about my day. I figured that, because that's about the time Steve jumped in.
I think some people thought I lost my mind and I was I was talking to my alter ego or something. Who knows? But anyway, it was a strange occurrence, and you know, I guess I was just so bumfuzzled by the whole thing, and there was so many people in there. There was like 5 people in there. And yeah, I was trying to keep that straight. I wasn't thinking about the other part of it. And so I just thought it was like, you know, a pile up and everybody was trying to talk at the same time. So I'm glad somebody realized what was going on.
It's happened a couple of times since I got my license on the repeater. So like I said, I kind of figured that's what was going on, and about that time Steve popped in and told you what it was. So.
I have, I know at least once before. It's been a long time ago, but anyway, it does happen, and all it takes is, you know, hitting the wrong button on the radio. You reach down there, especially when you're mobile and car's kind of, you know, bouncing around a little bit, and you reach down to turn the volume up or adjust the squelch or something, and you bump one of those buttons, and everything goes haywire. So, anyway, but it was a lot of fun. It was interesting, to say the least, and I went on to play tennis, and I won both my matches. I really felt good. I'm playing better, and I really don't have anything I can just put my finger on and say this is why, but I guess I'm trying to relax more on the court. When you relax and hit the ball, you hit it much better.
I played tennis a couple of times in my life. I don't know a whole lot about it. I know you fall in love with it, but that's about it.
I got into it when I was a teenager, I guess 15, 16 years old, and me and Phil, W. Ford, NGU, and in fact, Phil got me into ham radio, too. And but we used to play every week, and it was where they moved. They used to live behind the house that I grew up in, and over a lot or two. But you know, we could stand in our backyards and talk to each other if we wanted to. But anyway, but they moved out on River Mountain. And there was a guy behind them that had a tennis court in his backyard, and Phil went and talked to him, and he said, yeah, y'all can use it anytime you want to. So he said, you don't even have to ask. He said, just come on and use it. So we played tennis on that court for, gosh, I don't know, a couple of years or more, maybe longer than that. I can't remember. Gosh. high school, yeah, we had to bend because we went to, when we graduated, we both went to North Greenville. It was a junior college back then, and we went there my freshman year. And then we went our separate ways after that. But we've kind of kept track of each other on and off down through the years. And he's a good friend. Always has been, him and Steve, too. I guess I'll have to claim Steve.
There won't be many people hear that comment, so you're okay. But how is Bill? I haven't heard him on the radio much lately.
No, he's doing fine. He sent me a text the other night and, asked me how I was doing. Said he hadn't heard me on the radio lately, but I guess we just haven't been, listening at the same time. So, and I really don't know what his schedule is, so I don't know when he's on and when he's not. So, but he listens. I mean, he says he has a little bowel thing. He just sits on his desk, and so, if you say something about him during the day, he probably hears it. He just can't. He can't respond. So anyway, so I guess it's about time for Chad to jump in there, isn't it? KB4CBA.
For HGX, it's about time for Andrew. Chad's just every now and then when he's up this early. Andrew ought to be here within the next 5 minutes, so.
KO4CEF.
Reporter map, but man, I couldn't see them. I
I saw one guy on, it was either 10 or 12 meters, but I just couldn't make contact with him. The only state I got left to get on FT8, KO4CEF.
Wayne, keep up with that. Where do you get your map?
I import my logbook of the world contact and the QRZ, and from there you can go to awards, and it'll show you what all you've done. So you can, they got a bunch of different awards if you want one. I haven't ordered any of them yet, because some of them are simple. I mean, they're not expensive. I think they send you basically a sheet of paper with a certificate on it or award on it. But, you know, of course, they've got worked all states and Masters of Europe and, I don't think it was South America. They got a couple different ones. But anyway, you can click on the award and it'll tell you how far along you are to getting it done. So it shows that all my confirmed contacts, I've got 49 out of 50 states.
Awesome. Which state do you need?
That's the only one. And I've made contact. I got one Hawaiian station a couple weeks ago, and I was excited, but apparently they have not confirmed my logbook of the world or QRZ.
Can you make contact in any mode?
I think they have two different types of certificates for each one you want to do. I think it's one certificate. Maybe two. Okay, but anyway. They have the mixed mode, obviously, which is, you know, phone or digital or whatever. However you can make the contacts, you get credit for it. And then there's phone only. I don't think there's one that's CW specific, but so I think it's those two, mixed mode or phone.
Well, I've been trying to download my QRZ to Logbook of the World, and I haven't been able to do that. It's been an exercise in frustration. And Logbook of the World has a number. They sent me a card, they don't give any, they don't give very much help, and that number is not a helpline or a customer service line or whatever you want to call it. It's basically useless.
Ended up doing it the other way around. So I confirm all my contacts to Logbook of the World, and then I download Logbook of the World into QRZ, and QRZ will just pull straight out, and it'll only pull new ones. You can set it up to where it doesn't pull duplicates. And so the only thing I have to do is go to settings and then click on import from Logbook of the World, and it'll pull my log down and add all my new contacts to it.
I use this N3 FJP software with my FT8, and I really like it because the FT8 software automatically, when I finish the contact, it brings the information up on a box on my F3 FJP, and I just have to click OK, and it logs everything in for me, so it's real convenient.
I did that one. I ended up settling on Ham Radio Deluxe, so WSJTX will log the contacts to my Ham Radio Deluxe log, and of course I have to go in every so often and upload those to Logbook of the World.
Well, I guess I could, I've got, I don't how many contacts I've got on. Oh, it tells me right here. All right, so I've got 1,502 on QS, QSOs on QRZ. I've got 1,513 on N3 FJP, so I just have to figure out the, Windows 10, and I'm bought it new for like $250, and this, that's all I use it for is FT8. So, but anyway, that's how frustrated I got. I mean, I slammed that thing down the next time I opened it up, it had this line in it, and I said, oops.
And being frustrated, but I wouldn't bring another laptop. So if what you guys working for you, I'd just leave it be then. I mean, logbook of the world, at the end of the day, is just another log. I just started there. That was the first one that I started using. And every software I've had, I've got it to upload to logbook of the world. And I just found that it was easier to do that. And seems like it's easier to pull the information out of logbook of the world than it is to, you know, upload stuff to it. And I don't know what it is about QRZ. A lot of people have had issues with that, you know, because you got to get it set up right. You got to have their key and everything else for logbook of the world. So I'm sure it gets frustrating. Mine's been set up for a while, so I just kind of leave it like it is, and I don't do it anymore. I used to try, what was it, EQSL or something like that, but I didn't like having to go in there and manually confirm every electronic card or whatever it was, so I gave up on that website and deleted my account. So all I use now is Logbook of the World, my AM Radio Deluxe software, and then QRZ. And the only reason why I really do QRZ is just because I like the mapping software where it shows you where you made your contacts at.
Well, I can go to eLog and go down to Logbook of the World, and it brings this screen up, and it says all contacts not uploaded. So it says I can download this, all this, and I do that, and it says it's done it, but then when I go to Logbook of the World, there's nothing there, so I don't know what's going on. So I just finally quit fooling with it. I'm going to have somebody show me how to do it, or just keep going like I'm going.
Another day of what you got's working for you. I don't know that I'd do a whole lot more, especially if it's just going more frustrating. I don't know why you need a bunch of different logbooks. You know, I would just leave it like it is. KO4CEF.
4CPA. Well, you're probably right. All right, well, I'm going to get back to this FT8 here, and everything's been scrolling by. I haven't really been paying attention, but see if I can make some more contacts here, and be careful out there on the road. I guess Patrick will get back in there eventually. But anyway, I hope you have a good day. And we'll talk to you later. I'll clear out of here if you're final KB4CBA.
Dave, you have a good one. And quick question. Have you tried MSK144 on the WSJTX software on 6 meters? I know the meteor scatter gets kind of weird, but I tell you what, if I wake up early enough and I have time when my day is off, I've tried it in the mornings, and I've heard a few stations on there, but I kind of feel like it's just due to me being close enough to hear them, but I don't know. It's kind of interesting to think that contacts are being bounced off of meteor trails in the atmosphere, but it's kind of neat. But anyway, 73G, have fun on FT8, and hopefully you'll make some more contacts. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
Well, what was the software again?
WSJTX already. If you go to mode, you'll see, I think it's MSK144. And you really want to use 6 meters on it. But it will, supposedly, from my understanding, the signal bounces off of the meteors that are kind of burning up into the atmosphere. And I don't know. It's kind of neat. I've tried it, and I've heard a few contacts, but, you know, it just uses 6 meters. I think you can use 2 meters, but I think 6 meters is the optimal band for it. But you can just click. It just works the same way as FT8. There is a little bit of east to west. Like, we're on the east coast, so if you want to communicate west, you go odd, and it's the opposite for them, but it's a little more complicated than that, but it's kind of neat. I'll pull it up every once in a while. Dawn is usually around a good time for it, but it's already in the WSJTX software. Just click on mode and then go MSK144, and it'll basically, you know, go to the 6 meter band and start listening and see if you hear any contacts pop up on there, and it's kind of neat.
I see it here. It's giving me 3 different frequencies on 6 meters. Okay. Well, that's good to know, because I'm not getting a blooming thing on 6 meters. And this antenna is supposed to go 6 through 80, so. But anyway. All right. Well, thanks for that. I learned something today. All right. Well, you have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. 73 is KB4CBA.
Go 4CES.
4HKX. I'm back, guys.
A few more minutes, and then I got to jump out. So how's your trip been so far?
Uneventful, the way I like it.
Transmission, but I got that one.
Four's moving around on me again.
Yeah, you're getting in. So, did you hear what I asked? Are you riding by yourself today, or are you still having to, you and the son riding together?
I'm by myself today.
You don't need anybody today?
Yeah. Had as early as he needed to this morning to ride with me. So his mom's going to go get him and take him to work, and I might have to go pick him up.
Okay, so the truck's still not finished, or his car's not finished?
Nope, not yet. Somebody dropped the ball on getting the parts ordered.
Gotta figure out how I'm gonna order my fuel injectors and stuff. God, I don't want to spend that kind of money, but I guess I'm gonna have to, because we were headed up to Kings Mountain, and you can tell. I mean, I really feel like my, even when the truck gets warm, it's still lacking a little bit of power, and I think that's got a lot to do with the fuel injectors.
Possible, but I would recommend finding somebody you trust to have a look at it first, so you're not wasting money you don't have to, just to make sure.
Ooh, I know I have the issue with the stiction, and so, I mean, the Sentinums are there. And even when I change the oil and add the, you know, the additive to it that's supposed to help, and it does help. But, you know, like the colder mornings, like yesterday, man, she was running rough. And once she gets warm on the interstate, she's usually fine. But, like, when we were headed up to Kings Mountain, we were just pulling up a hill. I mean, it was just, the truck had a bunch of crap in the back of it. We weren't pulling anything. And the truck downshift 2 gears to go up a hill, and I'm like, holy crap, I don't need to, you know, it shouldn't need to drop down that low. But, so I don't know. I hadn't decided on what I want to do, but dang, that's a chunk of money.
I've dealt with it.
Tempted. I don't know if it'd be better to go through my mechanic and let him worry about the core fee, because then I shouldn't have to worry about it, or go ahead and pay for the parts and then have to pay the core fee and then try to get everything sent back in. I don't know what the easier method is now with the core fee being part of it.
Honest with you, from being on the other side of the fence, him standing behind the warranty of the injectors is going to be another big issue, because he didn't buy the parts. So it's a two-edged sword there on you getting the parts for it. So some guys won't even put them in if you order the parts because they don't know what it is and just had problems out of it. So you might want to talk with him first.
Of doing that, because he'll definitely warranty the work and the parts as long as he orders them. I'm going to try to remember, if I can text you today, I'm going to try to get the oil that you recommended. That way I've got the 16 quarts prior to doing anything. That way I can take it. If I do decide to go through him, then I can just hand him the oil and let him, you know, drain everything out and put that back in it and go from there. So I don't know yet. I do want to start getting everything together because it's definitely needed, and I feel like, you know, I either want to do something with my truck, get the fuel injectors fixed, and not have to worry about the distinction, or either that, or I end up trading the truck in. But I really don't want to do that because I like my truck too much.
We're HKX. Yeah, and then having to pay for another truck is a lot more expensive than the injectors.
Right, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, I love my truck. I love the way it sounds. I don't like the way it's running right now, but yeah, it's I'm gonna have to do something to it. So, well, Patrick, it is that time, so I'm gonna walk on in the plant. So 7-3 to you. You be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you when I get off work today. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day. Hope everything goes smooth for you. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
Patrick, this is David, KF4NXY.
Good morning, David. How are you doing? KO4HKX.
Good, doing good. Sitting here drinking some coffee and watching morning weather report on the TV. Looks like we're gonna have a nice day.
I was gonna ask because I haven't even watched the weather yet.
Gonna be a little cloudy, about 74 for the high. So that's gonna be some good weather to be outside.
Good to hear. When it's raining, it affects my business. That's for sure.
What kind of work do you do?
I own a mobile tool franchise.
That sounds like a good thing to be into. Imagine you go around a lot of the shops and check in with them and see what they need.
I can take care of my customers' needs and try to get what I can for them. Right now, it's kind of tough getting stuff in.
Yeah, I don't know why there's still so many supply chain issues going on with just about every single thing you can think of. I mean, from the cost of wood for building houses to every, you know, just everything out there. Put in an order for a ham radio, you're going to wait a while, so I don't know. It's still a bit of a mess.
Well, anything you want, you might be ready to wait for it. It's not the instant gratification that the American people are used to anymore.
Kind of funny, though. I'd ordered this the radio I'm on right now for... you know, had in mind having it for Christmas, and I knew there were issues, so I ordered it way ahead, and it was kind of funny. It didn't take it but a week to come in, so, you know, sometimes you do get surprised.
Now and then you do, but with what I'm doing right now, it's the other way around. It's taking longer to get here than what they're saying.
And that can be frustrating. Well, I just wanted to get in here and say good morning to you. I'd spoken to you, I think it was yesterday, and just wanted to say howdy. You have a good morning, good day out there, and I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
David, it was good to talk to you this morning, and you go finish up your cup of coffee there. KO4 HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.